Good evening. The Secretary General and the Prime Minister will have short opening statements, and then we'll have time for just a couple of questions. Secretary General.
Good evening. And first of all, warmly welcome to you, Prime Minister Ahmed Davutoglu. It's great to see you here again, to see you at NATO headquarters, and to be able to meet with you. Turkey is a strong and valued ally, and I think it is important that we are able to meet in times like this, where we are facing a lot of challenges that we have to respond to in a unified and firm way. And we discussed during our meeting the serious instability we face on the alliance's southern borders. Turkey is on the front line, and NATO stands in solidarity with Turkey. Turkey is hosting more than 2.5 million refugees, bearing the brunt of the greatest refugee and migrant crisis since the Second World War in Europe. And NATO is playing its part. We took swift decisions to deploy ships to the Aegean Sea. Our ships have been collecting information and conducting monitoring. Over the weekend, we decided to step up our efforts and our support to assist in international efforts to deal with the crisis. We are expanding the area of activity into the territorial waters of Turkey and Greece in close coordination with both allies. So NATO is starting activities in territorial waters today. We are expanding our cooperation with the EU's border agency, Frontex, and we are expanding the numbers of ships in our deployment. So I welcome the contributions and the announcements by the United Kingdom and France. I thank Turkey and you, Prime Minister, as well as Greece, for your efforts and commitment in implementing our decisions. Our maritime command has also exchanged letters with Frontex. This will allow us to exchange liaison officers and to share information in real time, so that Frontex, as well as Greece and Turkey, can take even more effective action. This is a great example of how NATO and the European Union can work together to address common challenges. Our mission is clear. NATO ships are not in the Aegean Sea to stop or push back both with migrants and refugees. NATO ships are there to help Turkish and Greek authorities and Frontex in their efforts to cut the lines of human trafficking and criminal networks. Today, we also discussed the situation in Syria. NATO has decided to intensify intelligence, surveillance, and monitoring along the Turkish-Syrian border. This will complement the assurance measures for Turkey we decided late last year, including more AWACS presence and increased naval presence in the eastern Mediterranean. We will also continue to augment Turkish air defenses with Patriot batteries. Despite reports of violations, the Syrian ceasefire seems to be largely holding. This is the best possible basis for renewing efforts to reach a negotiated, peaceful solution to the crisis in Syria. But we remain concerned by Russian build-up in Syria and the eastern Mediterranean. Russia's military activity in the region has fueled the humanitarian crisis and driven more people to Turkish borders. It has also caused violations of NATO airspace. So more than ever, it is important to seek calm, de-escalation and dialogue. So, Prime Minister, NATO stands with Turkey, and Turkey stands with NATO, and our security is indivisible. So, Ahmed, welcome once again.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. Thanks for your hospitality, as always. We are going through historic times, and especially for our alliance, there are new risks, new threats, and it is important to share our views from time to time and to coordinate all of our efforts in the direction of our basic values of our alliance as well as our operational capacity. As we have shared in our meeting, there is a huge risk and threat coming from our southern border, and there is a need of solidarity among our allies, and we are grateful to you personally because of very clear position regarding the attacks, terrorist attacks against Turkey, as well as the threats regarding Turkish border. We have, from Syria and Iraq, we have three basic challenges. One is humanitarian, because of increasing operations, airstrikes by Russia and also by the regime, the wave of refugees have increased tremendously in last months until ceasefire has happened. And today we are facing a big challenge, humanitarian challenge. Turkey has 2.7 million refugees, and other hundreds of thousands refugees are waiting on the other side of the border because of the cutting the corridor between Turkey and Aleppo. They are in a very desperate situation, and we are very worried whether there could be new waves of refugees. And second is the threat of terror. Both Daesh, ISIL, and PKK and YPG, they are creating a huge terrorist threat for Turkey, coming from Iraq, from PKK, infiltration from Iraq and from Syria. It is becoming a threat for our civilians, for our democracy, and our national security. The third is presence of foreign forces, especially Russian buildup. As you said, in Syria and in Eastern Mediterranean is far beyond to fight against Daesh. Until now, Russian presence and military activity has not been against Daesh, but more against civilians, which is forcing people to leave Syria and to come to Turkey, and also to have a visible power projection in Eastern Mediterranean, just to create a new de facto situation there. So the Russian military presence is not to fight against Daesh. As NATO, we have to look at all these challenges, humanitarian challenge, challenge coming from terrorism, and challenge coming from the presence of foreign forces in Syria. And thanks for the solidarity in this very critical time, turning point of history. The mission of NATO is becoming even more important, and solidarity of NATO will be influential for the future. And thanks for the decision regarding assurance measures to support Turkey, and we want to see more visible presence, NATO presence on our border, so that that will create a deterrence for those who may have an intention to test the capacity of NATO. Regarding NATO operations in Aegean Sea, thank you very much for your swift action, decision, and action immediately. This is a humanitarian operation, not a military operation, but we need the capacity of NATO in order to prevent new refugees, children dying on in a, such an adventurous journey. Therefore, Frontex on one side, NATO on the other side, Turkish and Greek capacity also. Together, we want to prevent these waves of refugees and also the tragic events in Aegean Sea. We have been working very closely, and thanks for your very careful and sensitive approach regarding the different points of views between Turkey and Greece. As two neighbors, we know our difference of opinion. NATO operation will not prejudge or prejudice any of the political and legal positions of two countries. And tomorrow in Izmir, we will be having a Turkish-Greek summit, of intergovernmental summit of high-level cooperation council mechanism. So with this understanding, NATO operations in Aegean Sea will be helping to rescue people from this from sea and also from this journey. As always, Turkey is shoulder to shoulder with all members of NATO, with all of our allies, and we expect the same solidarity from our allies. And thanks for your very effective coordination for this solidarity and very swift action regarding to these challenges. Thank you very much for your respect. Thank you.
We'll take the first question from Milliyet, gentleman in the green coat over there.
Efendim, bugün AB zirvesi için buradasınız. Türkiye'nin yeni bir öneri paketi olduğunu, yeni önerileri olduğunu öğrendik.
Now, we have learned that Turkey has a new package of suggestions. Can you give us information on these, please?
Can I answer in Turkish or English? Maybe in English, so that there is international press.
Uluslararası basın
yes, this is, first of all, this is a challenge for all of us, EU, Turkey, international community. Until now, around more than 5 million Syrians became refugee. And these people, innocent people, they are looking for a destination to establish their future life. 5 years ago, we didn't have these Syrian refugees in our countries. They didn't come to disturb us, but they had to escape from a regime, brutal regime, and brutal terrorist organizations and brutal Russian airstrikes. So they are human beings like us. They are babies, they are children, they are women. Why did they leave their cities, their homes? Because they were forced to do so. Turkey has been very generous of receiving 2.7 million refugees. But many of them try to go to Europe, and this is a big challenge. As you remember, 29th November, Turkish EU summit, we have declared a Turkish EU joint action plan. And we, both sides, we implemented certain measures mentioned in this plan, but still the wave of refugees are continuing. Therefore, before coming here, we worked on a new package of proposals, let me say, in order to discourage new refugees to cross through Turkey, in order to encourage refugees wherever they live in a better life standard, and also in order to strengthen Turkish-EU ties, not only on illegal migrants issue, but also in all challenging issues, as well as Turkish-EU accession process. Now, with this new proposal, our objective is to rescue the lives of the refugees, to discourage and to those who want to misuse and exploit the desperate situation of the refugees, meaning human smugglers, to fight against human smugglers, and to have a new era in Turkish-EU relations. Of course, I cannot give the details because right at this moment, EU Council meeting continues. Yesterday, I had a lengthy meeting with Chancellor Merkel and Dutch colleague Mark Rutte, almost 6 hours. We went through all the action plan, the previous action plan, and also I raised the main elements of this new proposal. And this morning I had another meeting with President Tusk, President of the Commission Juncker, and President of the Parliament Schulz. Also I had another meeting with Alexis Tsipras. So with all these, and we had 28 plus Turkey meeting, there also I raised certain points. Based on these new ideas as well as common challenges, EU leaders wanted to have a separate session to make an assessment. Now they are making this assessment. In the evening, we will be having a dinner. We hope that we can have an efficient method and as well as result-oriented approach, humanitarian approach, without harming any refugee or the rights of the refugees. We will try to find out a way which is a responsibility on our shoulder, not as the leaders of Europe only, but as human beings equal to Syrian victims and refugees.
We only have time for a quick second question. Reuters.
Robin Emmet from Reuters. Prime Minister, when it comes to the Aegean mission, will Turkey take back all rescued migrants or only those rescued in Turkish waters? Thank you.
This is an arrangement between Turkey, EU, NATO, Frontex. We have a new approach in that sense, as I said. We will try to discourage those who want to come to Aegean Sea to cross Turkish border. And we will having a very effective coordination with all of the concerned parties to rescue these refugees before they cross Turkish border, and also to coordinate with Greek authorities when they reach, so that we will prevent illegal migration and we will encourage legal migration through resettlement of European Union.
Secretary General, if you want to add anything to that.
So I can add one thing, and that is that we have been able to cooperate now in a very good way, both with the European Union Frontex and with Turkey and Greece. And I think that shows that NATO as an alliance is able to act swiftly when needed. And we deployed the first ship just 24 hours after our decision at the Defense Ministerial meeting the 11th of February. And during the weekend, we have decided to expand our support by both deploying more ships. UK and France has announced that they will send ships to the Standing Maritime Group and also expand the area of operation. So we are moving into the territorial waters of Turkey and Greece. And moreover, we will also then expand our cooperation with the EU border agency, Frontex. So all of this is strengthening our presence and the effectiveness of our presence in the Aegean Sea. NATO ships will not push back migrant boats. But of course, if a NATO vessel is close to people in distress at sea, we are obliged to, according to international law, to help those people. And then they will be helped. And we agreed at the Defense Ministerial meeting that they will be sent back to Turkey if they come from Turkey. But this has to be done in accordance with international law and national regulations. And these are also issues which are now discussed in the dialogue between Turkey and the European Union. And I very much welcome the dialogue and the efforts to find or to agree on a more comprehensive approach by the European Union and Turkey in addressing this very challenging situation in the Aegean Sea.
Thank you very much indeed. This concludes this press point.